Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Now, your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we bow before you. Now, Father, I love the image of seeing those at their kitchen tables and just taking a moment right now or in their offices to hold hands maybe, or to bow their heads as we all pray together. For you are the Almighty God, and we praise you. You are the answer, you are the solution to every problem we have. You walk on water. Most Heavenly Father, we praise you for the great I Am that you are. For your love and your grace and your mercy that you bestow upon each and every one of us. That you love us so much. You love us right where we are, but you love us too much to leave us there. I know, Abba Father, you are more concerned with the individual hearts of Americans than you are of the nation of America. For it is nothing without you. And we are nothing without you. Father, encourage us. Lead us. Give us that hunger and thirst for your righteousness. May we just delve into your word and may it consume us, that we might live as you would have us to live, that we might walk the path that you would have us to walk, that we will not say no, but that we will say, here am I, send me. For such a time as this, I believe you have placed each and every one of us exactly where we are. Perhaps we're in a spot that a little pickle of our own doing or of deeds of another person. But even in those things and even in those times, Father, you are there with us, teaching us, helping us to grow. For such a time as this, I believe you have placed me here and each one listening where they are. I pray for your protection upon each and every one of us, your guidance, your wisdom. And Father, grant us the gift of discernment that we can sift through all that we see and only see the truth. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. So I titled today's show, The Oligarchy of America. And I want to encourage you to tune in tomorrow. I have a special show that we're going to talk about tomorrow. Words from the past. Something that I stumbled upon and I want to share it with you. It may be a little different than most New Year's shows, but I hope it will be encouraging. The oligarchy of America. Oligarchy is just a small group of people having control of a country, an organization, or an institution. You see, my fellow Americans, it's not about your health. It's not about the health of this nation. It's about power. I want to look at the abuse of power. I want to look at the hypocrisy. I don't want to look at it. We're going to point it out. And the bullying for hire. So we've come to this, a poll to question the genders. We the people, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Then whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Those we have elected don't like that phrase. They don't like it one little bit. Consent of the governed. When was the last time you felt as if this nation was yours and those who you elected truly strive to do the consent of the governed? Our U.S. Constitution and its Bill of Rights is a contract between we the people and the elected. But the power became too much for the elected, and they now believe they govern without your consent, but that you must bow to their ideas and their rules. The Constitution is a limitation of their power, the elected and their bureaucracy, which is why they have grown such a contempt for it. I have a few things I want to visit with you about. I picked out these articles yesterday. What do you know about executive orders? How do you feel about executive orders? Are they a necessary tool or an abuse of power? Another American jury came to the right decision yesterday. Our republic works when the oligarchy get out of the way. The media chose to ignore this trial. Didn't get near the coverage as Kyle Rittenhouse. And the non-ladies at The View, bullies for hire. What happened to Steve Cortez? Anybody know what happened to him? He's a host on Newsmax. Well, I found out. I did a little investigating yesterday. Government science refuses real scientists. They refuse the real scientists, and it ain't about your health. There's no money in cures. So we've come to this. Taking a poll. Gender me this. So first I want to talk about executive powers. I've just about blown the first segment here. But the progressives in our government, they want to push Biden into using the executive action, an executive order to pass his BBB, Build Back Better bill. It says, at the same time, we are calling they said they're going to continue working congressionally. But at the same time, we are calling on the president to use executive action to immediately improve people's lives. Yeah, like they're worried about your lives. Taking executive action will also make clear to those who hinder Build Back Better that the White House and Democrats will deliver for Americans. If you think they're delivering this for you, you got another thing coming. Cortez goes on. He has been delaying and underutilizing it so far. Really? What do you do the first day in office? There is an enormous amount he can do on climate, student debt. See, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doesn't want to pay her bills, so she wants to get out of her student debt. Immigration, cannabis, healthcare, and more. Time is running out. We need to move and use alternative paths. Time is running out. I think we're down to 8 years yet. Aren't we down to 8 years? Because I think it was 12 or 10 or... Time is running out. The executive orders. A necessary tool or an abuse of power. And I have an article on this that I can kick myself for this. Sometimes I save these articles and I don't put from whence they came. I know that I didn't write it, but I'm not sure from whence it came. I went and looked several places up. I know it was a man who, or a woman, who knew what they were talking about. And I'm going to share a little bit of it with you. But it's talking about executive orders. They were never meant to be edicts from the king, unless there was an emergency. But yet they use them right and left. All presidents have been in the last many decades. I want to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message: liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt, and while the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
My name is Elmer Heinrich. My company owns and sells Immuno 150, the best nutritional supplement on the market today, bar none. No other nutritional product compares because Immuno 150 contains 9 exotic fruits, 13 vitamins, 17 herbs, 18 amino acids, and 70 plant-derived trace minerals, plus aloe vera, CoQ10, all the omegas, biflavonoids, and more. The 70 trace minerals are the key. Most nutritional products contain no more than 15 minerals because they come from fruits and vegetables. Now, if you want to improve your immune system, call 888-316-2224 or visit immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. Again, that phone number is 888-316-2224.
And we have returned. I think it's important that we understand executive orders. They are being abused. I think most of us understand that. The first executive order was written by George Washington, obviously, in June of 1789, and instructed the heads of departments to make a clear account of matters of their departments. Once begun, presidential executive orders quickly went from mere office memos to attempts to circumvent Congress and the Supreme Court. Even Washington, who had argued strongly for limiting presidential powers, was not immune from pushing his authority by issuing an executive order declaring that Americans must not be involved in disputes between foreign countries. This was not defining an executing or executing a law passed by Congress, but clearly an attempt to create a law. Now, you stop and think about it. I have to go look that executive order up. My understanding was the very first executive order was like an office memo because his chair was broke and he needed a new chair. Although there is no provision that explicitly permits executive orders, there is some limited justification within the Constitution, but that, too, has been pushed beyond intended limits. He quotes Article 2, Section 3, which states, he, the president, shall take care that the laws are faithfully executed. Now, I've been talking about this. Congress makes the laws, and the executive branch is supposed to make sure they are executed. Well, do you need an executive order to execute a law that's already there? But what is going on now? Congress made the immigration laws, yet the executive, they got mad at Trump when he tried to execute them and make sure that they were carried out. It was his fault. He was the evil man, the green, what they call him, the orange man. But he was doing what was supposed to be done in that particular situation. Biden is doing the opposite. So he goes on in this article and he says, this became the first constitutional justification for executive orders and was an accepted management tool for the president to enforce Congress's wishes and to clarify how laws would be enforced, but was not intended to allow the president to create laws. Article 2, Section 1, the executive power shall be vested in a president of the United States of America was added to the justification of EOs and seemed to stretch the legitimacy of any presidential order simply because it was titled executive. Article 2, Section 2, the president shall be commander-in-chief of the Army and Navy has been cited in every war, beginning with the Civil War, as justification for the executive orders that circumvent Congress. Initially, executive orders began with citing the specific constitutional provision that gave the president the authority to make the EOs that followed. Now, most executive orders begin with the general ambiguous statement, under and by virtue of the authority vested in me as President of the United States by the Constitution, it is ordered as follows. Yeah, I've got the Executive Order 14008, and the first two paragraphs in there, they must have been written by a drama queen. They're very, very theatrical. This not only alleviates the president from having to take care of that he stays within his constitutional bounds, but he needs not even know the powers of the Constitution that grants him. The general introductory statement also makes it less likely that the casual reader will actually question the legitimacy of the order. An edict, I put beside that. It must be an edict of the king. Prior to 1907, an average of less than 30 EOs were used each year. Since then, the average has jumped to more than 150 a year. FDR was the most prolific of our presidents when he came into the issuing EOs and is overstepping his authority. Taking advantage of the nation's focus on the Great Depression and World War II, he issued over 3,400 executive orders. Americans were prohibited from owning gold. Property was seized. Communication was controlled. And massive new programs at taxpayer expense were all created by executive order. Was that because it was a need, necessary, or was it an abuse of power? Some of the darkest times in American history were a result not of congressional action, but of executive orders. The forcible removal of the Cherokees from their homes, Andrew Jackson. The internment of U.S. citizens of Japanese descent in camps was FDR, and the foundation for McCarthyism was Truman. Although most executive orders were well beyond the scope of presidential powers, only two have been pushed to the courts and overturned. One was President Truman's order to seize the steel mills during the Korean War and Clinton's attempt to prevent government contracts with companies that employed strikebreakers. You don't think he was trying to please the unions in that, do you? Why only two out of hundreds, thousands that have crossed that line? Why only two were questioned? No matter what rules are set, no matter how clearly we make known the boundaries, children will challenge us. They'll push the limits until we clearly say, no, stop. As a nation, are we going to be the type of parents that holler but don't take any action and then wonder why the children are out of control or why we're going to stop the behavior when it crosses the line? Holding them accountable for what they know is unacceptable. It's time to slap the hand, he says in this article. And it is. We sit here and we complain, and I'm talking, I'm preaching to me too. But what do we do? How many times did I write the grievances and I ask you to send them in? This was before Trump was elected. Some of you did. I hope that's not the majority of who's listening. We're going to come up with something this year, and it's going to be the postcards. Rudy and I are working on that. It's going to be a generic postcard. You're going to have to write your own message, and maybe we will figure out what it'll be, and you can just copycat. But if they get 50, if they get 500, if they get 5,000, they're going to pay attention. They may not do what you say, but they're going to start paying attention. You have the power, just like Dorothy and Oz did. She didn't need those ruby red slippers. She had the power all along. And what was it Dorothy really needed to do? Wake up. Dorothy was asleep, was she not? She just needed to wake up. All right, let's move on. Think about those executive orders. Think about the power that the executive branch has bullied and taken without constitutionality, truly. Not just this one. Not just Biden. It's been going on for a long time. All right, Ms. Maxwell. Five of the six charges she was found and convicted guilty of. She will be going to prison. They have not given that. They have not said what they're going to do with her yet, but she will be going to prison for a very long time. There were many last night said she probably won't live in prison. She'll probably end up committing suicide like Epstein did. If I was her, I would be singing like a songbird. I would have had written out all of my, all the things that I know. Prior to my, because she had to know she was going to be found guilty. They had enough on her that she had to be found guilty. The problem with that is, my friends, is that she knows a lot of powerful people in our government that were involved in this sex and human trafficking with Epstein. I don't trust any. We know Clinton was. We know many others were as well. Who were they protecting when they took out Epstein? How many were they protecting? You know, when you have a Congress that needs a slush fund to cover their own sins, it's getting pretty bad in your country. We're run by corruption. And it's time that the American people started slapping the hands. When we go back, when we come back, I want to talk, it's actually a satire that I have in front of me, but we did a little bit of investigating. You know, Meghan McCain, she quit The View because they were bullying her, not just onset, but offset too. I wouldn't call her a conservative, but anyway, that's what they thought she was, and once in a while she'd have to disagree with them, and then they lambasted her. So we're going to talk about the ladies at The View. When we return, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I did a little investigation. I found out some things, and we'll be right back.
Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BETHANN. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BETHANN.
Hear ye, hear ye. Now is the time for all good Americans to come to the aid of their country. For the past several months, I've been sharing with you a newsletter, Voice of the Patriot. Like Thomas Paine's Common Sense, circulate and share these newsletters with freedom-loving Americans, friends, neighbors, family. Beginning with Voice of the Patriot newsletter number 6, start sharing with your elected officials. We must take steps to restore our republic. As nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there's a twilight where everything remains seemingly unchanged, and it is in such twilight that we must be aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of the darkness, tyranny. We're burning daylight, America. Tomorrow might be too late. Request your copy of Voice of the Patriot today. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, I don't watch The View. Now, in my job with Derry Brownfield, he put out a newsletter, and every now and then I would work from home on that day because I couldn't get any work done in the office with Derry in the office when I was trying to put his newsletter together. And I would have the TV on. It would be on in a different room. And they would come on, and I thought, why are they called The View? Because they all have one view. There's no other view allowed on there. And I don't know if you remember, but a year or two ago, Judge Jeanine was on The View, and they kicked her off The View in front of the cameras. But I watched that clip more than once, and it was planned. Now, Judge Jeanine might not have known about it, but they kicked her off, and they even harassed her down the hallway. But I saw Whoopi look into the camera at the producer and nod her head. They had planned it, and that's when it happened. They are bullies for entertainment. They are clueless women as far as being any kind of knowledge of Constitution. They're anti-gun. They're pro-killing babies. They're pro-transgenders. Kind of wonder about some of them. And so this is the satire. And this is what kind of prompted me to, you know, I'm going to look into these two girls. I don't care about the other ones on there. Maybe I should. But Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg are bullies. Everybody knows they're nasty women. And yet people watch them, and that really bothers me more than the nasty women. There's nasty people in the world. Why would you watch these people? Well, this is coming from Babylon Bee, so his satire's not true, but I thought it was hysterically funny. The View replaces, because they're having trouble finding a replacement for Meghan McCain. The View replaces Republican host with an elephant pinata that they can hit with sticks all day. They are bullying hosts. It goes on and explains the satire, but I decided I was going to look up a few things. You know, these women, Whoopi and Bahar, I call her Joy Bizarre, they're always telling us how we should live. They're always telling us this and that. Because they have no worries. It matters not to them any more than it matters to Nancy Pelosi that you have trouble meeting your bills month to month. That maybe you can't have as much meat or protein this month because you can't afford the groceries. That you can't take a trip to go see one of your family members because the gas is too high. They don't care. And they don't have that problem. Why? Whoopi Goldberg. Now, she has been an actress, and I really enjoyed her in Sister Act. I even mimicked her a few times. I cannot run for president. I cannot run for any office. But I was a choir director, and I thought it was hysterical. They had a party, and I dressed up like Whoopi Goldberg, dressed up like a nun. So, yes, I changed the color of my skin. And I wore a black curly wig. I thought it was funny. Yes, Rudy is shaking his head at me. But Whoopi is worth $60 million. $60 million. And on her show, I don't know how long it is. Is it a one-hour show, The View? She gets her salary is $8 million per year. You know, I guess that's a lot of money to throw insults at people all day and harass them and bully them. Is it a dream come true for a bully? Hey, I get paid to do this? All right. And she's 5'4". Didn't give her weight, but it said she was 5'4". And it gave her gender. She's female. Just putting that out there.
Maybe we should ask her. Picture.
Before Whoopi was a huge star, she was just another aspiring actress, comedian, trying to make it in Hollywood. And years before that, Whoopi Goldberg was Karen Elaine Johnson. Did you know that? She lives the good life and could care less how this nation goes or as far as the average American is concerned. She's going to be okay. And that's all that matters. Because she gets paid $8 million a year, that's her salary, to bully people and to lie and to throw a little hissy fit and to talk nonsense on her TV show called The View. Joy Bahar is an American comedian. Well, I never found anything funny about her, but she's also a writer and an actress and the co-host. And her net worth, she's not quite there with Whoopi, but she wasn't as good as actress, I guess. Her net worth is $30 million. $30 million. Joy Bahar is 79 years old, by the way. Yeah.
About time for her to go.
Whoopi's only 66. And Joy Bahar. Now, there was an article that came out here, it was earlier this year, and I think I shared it. Joy Bahar was talking about, of course she would lie. She would do anything to keep her job. Whatever it took. She has no integrity, people. But what does she get paid for that? Not quite as much as Whoopi. She only gets $7 million a year to bully people. I didn't look up to see what Meghan was getting to be bullied. But probably not as much as them. But maybe a little bit. I'm pretty sure Meghan's okay. She walked away from her job, but I'm pretty sure she's okay. She'll probably get a job at CNN as one of their consultants on the conservative side, because Meghan's not really conservative. Bullying for hire. Whoopi gets $8 million a year. And Joy Behar gets $7 million a year. They're not quite up there with Sean Hannity, though. Of course, he doesn't bully people necessarily, but he makes quite a bit of money. Well, I couldn't help but wonder, I'm going to have to hurry here. I watch Newsmax, and in the evenings, it's Cortez and Perino. Is it Perino? I can't remember her name. But he's been missing the last few weeks. And I thought, well, he started his Christmas vacation early because I missed it when he was gone. So I did a little bit of investigating because I thought, he ain't coming back. Well, apparently he had a little dispute with one of the higher-ups in Newsmax. And his name happens to be Chris Ruddy. Always called it Rudy, but it's Chris Ruddy. And Chris Ruddy, the CEO of Newsmax and partner that owns the most, he wrote an article back in 2021 in July gushing over Biden's pro-vaccine op-ed. He wrote an op-ed just gushing over that. Well, the dispute apparently could be, maybe it's because ratings are not good. That could be a reason too. Although I believe that it's probably gone down since he quit the job. But it was tensions that simmered between the cable channel and Cortez, who is a diehard Trump loyalist, whose public criticism of Newsmax's vaccine policy may have been the last straw. Because he openly talked about it. Now, I missed that night when he openly talked about it. I knew he was not necessarily anti-vaccine, but he wasn't for forcing the vaccines. And I kind of wonder why Newsmax is pushing the envelope over vaccines and testing when most of them are not even in a studio. It also said that Cortez believes that the 2020 election was stolen, and Newsmax refuses to say that out loud. So, all you Newsmax fans and Fox News fans, you better put that gift of discernment right there in the front, because you need to be careful who you listen to and what you believe. And it's getting harder and harder to sift through it. It truly is. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyers and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. If you watch The View, I would encourage you not to watch The View. And I sometimes get aggravated at some of these other talk show hosts that are on the conservative stations or channels that will play the clips from CNN, MSNBC, and from The View. They play them a lot from The View, from the angry Bihar gal. Giving them credit. Giving them credence. I mean, they have no authority in your life. And their opinions are exactly that. They don't even base them on any kind of knowledge or any kind of facts. Well, I mentioned in my monologue about the scientist. Dr. Robert Malone, he's the renowned physician and inventor of the Myrna technology. Guess what? He's been permanently banned from Twitter. So what science are they following? Political science, I would say. What science are they following? Dr. Malone, internationally recognized physician, medical scientist, and inventor of the Myrna and the DNA technologies, was permanently banned yesterday from Twitter. Malone had begun arguing with the risks of the COVID vaccine outweigh the benefits when his account was suspended. So you're not allowed to debate. You're not allowed to talk about data or statistics. You're not allowed to do that. This is a scientist. Science questions everything. Nothing is ever settled with science unless it's political. I would trust this man over Fauci. Fauci hasn't spoke the truth once. And yet he's got people worshiping him. So this guy was banned. And this article came from American Greatness. It's very lengthy. I would suggest that you watch it. Malone said he will be on Joe Rogan's podcast, and please spread the word that you can see him there next. It goes on and on in this article. Now, Kat, I don't know her name, Katz. She's on Gutfeld. She's the skinny little blonde comedian that's on Gutfeld.
Temp, T-E-M-P.
Is her last name?
F, yes.
Okay, well, Katz Temp, that's crazy.
Kat Temp.
Well, she was on last night in place of Gutfeld. And, cause he's on vacation, you know. He's now a celebrity. And she said over Christmas she had the COVID.
Now, she had COVID last year or earlier this year. I think it was last year, she said. So she had COVID then. She took both the COVID shots, the vaccines, and she had COVID again. So she said, basically, I've done everything they've told me, and I've had COVID four times now. She wasn't happy. She was a little disturbed about it. Well, I have a son who believes he had COVID in February of 2020, before it really got hit. He was sick, very, very sick. One of his daughters, two of his daughters were sick. The baby did not get sick, and the mama did not get sick. He lost. He ran fever. He was sick, couldn't get out of bed. The little girls, they were sick a little bit, went, and they were fine. He lost his taste. He lost his smell, but it came back. Well, I got a call from him last night, and he says he's got COVID. He tested positive. He didn't test himself the first time because you didn't know to test yourself. Just thought they had the flu, which was also going around. And now he's got COVID again. No, he did not take the vaccine, but he had COVID. More than likely, he had COVID in February of 2020. So they really don't know anything. Science is accumulating the data to learn, to try to figure out what's going on. We do know that the monoclonal antibodies work. They help most people who get to take them and take them early. We know hydroxychloroquine helps. We know that ivermectin helps, and yet they keep refusing it. This is also coming from American Greatness that I found yesterday. Doctors are outraged after Biden's regime shuts down life-saving monoclonal antibody treatments. The doctors across the country are expressing shock and outrage after the Biden regime shut off distribution of monoclonal antibodies, preventing them from treating patients infected with the Delta coronavirus with the life-saving therapeutic technique. In a letter addressed to Secretary of Health and Human Services Xavier Becerra, who is an evil man, by the way, Florida Surgeon General Joseph Lodapo accused the Biden administration of actively preventing the effective distribution of monoclonal antibody treatments. The Biden administration paused the shipments of the monoclonal antibodies because, according to the Center of Disease Control and Prevention, the treatment is ineffective against Omicron, which they claim became the dominant strain earlier this month. It's not about your health. I think they want more people to die so that they can do more mandates and more regulations. They want you to suffer. They want you to live in fear. The consent of the governed. Do we have any authority anymore? Rasmussen poll. So we've come to this. We take a poll asking people, how many genders are there? Nearly 3 in 4 American adults, I want to know who that one is, believe there are only two genders. Surprise, surprise. Most Americans are smarter than the political scientists, aren't they?
Thank God.
The political scientists are evil scientists. They would like to have all kinds of perverted genders. They hate women, by the way. You need to know that. And they hate people of color. That's why they're doing the things that they do. They want to keep you under control. Demean your sex because you're worth selling. You're not worth much else. Going back to the Epstein. Going back to the slush fund. Going back to Swalwell, who make pillow with Chinese spy. We've come to this. We take a poll to ask people how many genders there are. Most people believe there are only two, male and female. So much for the public school system teaching biology that we have to have a poll to figure out how many genders there truly are in the world. Oligarchy. The oligarchy of America includes people like Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar. They have no authority, but they manipulate their audiences. They lie to them. They bully others who disagree with them. They don't try to logic. They don't try to reason. They bully. The powers that be that are in control today in the United States of America is an oligarchy, and they are bullying you every single day. They don't care about your health or the health of this nation. They want to tear it down so they can build it back better their way. But it's time for you to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.